I'm sure everybody is aware of the technology RFID by now. If you're not, it stands for Radio Frequency Identification and is a wireless non-contact system that's been around since World War II, I think. It enables the automatic identification or tracking of goods, animal, people, anything really. Contactless payments. And then you've got Smart Dust, which enables distributed sensor networks. Some of the demonstrations I've seen that are reading RFID in passports have managed to do so at about 10 metres, even though passports are only meant to be designed, allegedly, to be read at 10 centimetres. I think there was even a system implemented where there'd be a thin slither of metal in the front and back cover so that your passport could only be read when open. This is not the case because some RFID passports have been scanned through the mail, where criminals who used to normally have to open the mail, take the passport out, clone the passport, drop the passport back in the mail and then carry it on to its destination. Well, they don't have to do that now. Apparently they can just read straight through the mail and your passport is cloned and someone in another country pretends to be yourself, potentially. And RFID can be tiny, tiny, tiny as well. I remember some of the early issues that people were having saying that a very well-known razor manufacturer was putting these microscopic RFID chips into their products, and it doesn't matter how you protected your identity or turn your mobile phone off when you were traveling, you could still be tracked by some of the products you were carrying. Well, I mean, to show how small they are, I think 2009 Bristol University managed to drop RFIDs into ants in order to study their movements and behaviour. I have RFID in my passport, I have it in my Oyster card, and I'm soon, no doubt, going to have them in payment cards, filling my wallet. For me, it's a bit laughable that RFID has been designed to make passports more secure when you think about how the encryption used was cracked in less than 48 hours. So getting hold of a RFID blocking passport holder is a bit of a win, I think. I tried it out last night, not with an RFID scanner or anything with my passport, but actually with my phone to see if it would also act as a Faraday cage. And when I dropped my phone in, no matter, you know, what network I tried to use to call my phone, I couldn't get through to my phone. I'd be interested to see whether or not Wi-Fi does get through. I was waiting and waiting and waiting for one of the automatic notifications to come up. Nothing at all. So although this Tombin RFID blocking passport case is designed for up to four passports, who are you that needs to carry four passports, I wonder? I think I might use it for my phone and a passport. So I'll no doubt get to use it more and more as I travel. I guess it's a precaution more than anything else. You're never going to know whether or not somebody is trying to scan your passport at a distance. But why make it easy for them when you can have such a stylish piece of technology hanging around your neck or clipped inside your bag? So that's my reasons for having one, and a slight pointer to where you can get one. I've got to thank Tombin for sending me it to take a look at and review.